For I am not everlasting, but a human being. A part of the whole as an hour is part of the day. Like an hour I must come, and like an hour pass away. I cannot escape death, but at least I can escape the fear of it. Death, therefore, the most awful of evils, is nothing to us, seeing that when we are, death is not come, and when death is come, we are not. This is what it means to have rehearsed the lessons one ought to rehearse, to have set desire and aversion free from every hindrance, and made them proof against chance. I must die. If forthwith, I die. And if a little later, I will take lunch now, since the hour for lunch has come, and afterwards I will die at the appointed time. We fear death. We shudder at life's instability. We grieve to see the flowers wilt again and again, and the leaves fall. In our hearts we know that we too are transitory, and will soon disappear. When artists create pictures and thinkers search for laws and formulate thoughts, it is in order to salvage something from the great dance of death, to make something last longer than we do. Death is as sure for that which is born, as birth is for that which is dead. Therefore grieve not for what is inevitable. You live as if you were destined to live forever. No thought of your frailty ever enters your head. Of how much time has already gone by, you take no heed. You squander time as if you drew from a full and abundant supply, though all the while that day which you bestow on some person or thing is perhaps your last. Death smiles at us all. All we can do is smile back. It is not death a man should fear, but rather he should fear never beginning to live. Choose to die well while you can, wait too long, and it might become impossible to do so. The hour of departure has arrived. And we go our separate ways, I to die, and you to live. Which of these two is better, only God knows. Do not act as if you had 10,000 years to throw away. Death stands at your elbow. Be good for something while you live, and it is in your power. Since every man dies, it is better to die with distinction than to live long. No one knows whether death is really the greatest blessing a man can have, but they fear it is the greatest curse, as if they knew well. Stop whatever you're doing for a moment and ask yourself, am I afraid of death because I won't be able to do this anymore? No evil is honorable, But death is honorable. Therefore, death is not evil. But death and life, honor and dishonor, pain and pleasure, all these things equally happen to good men and bad, being things which make us neither better nor worse. Therefore, they are neither good nor evil. Let us prepare our minds as if we had come to the very end of life. Let us postpone nothing. Let us balance life's books each day. The one who puts the finishing touches on their life each day is never short of time. Life is pleasant. Death is peaceful. It's the transition that's troublesome. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. The fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. Perfection of character is this: to live each day as if it were your last, without frenzy, without apathy, without pretense. To study philosophy is nothing but to prepare oneself to die. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. It is a curious thing, the death of a loved one. We all know that our time in this world is limited, and that eventually all of us will end up underneath some sheet, never to wake up. And yet it is always a surprise when it happens to someone we know. It is like walking up the stairs to your bedroom in the dark, and thinking there is one more stair than there is. Your foot falls down through the air, and there is a sickly moment of dark surprise as you try to readjust the way you thought of things. I must die. Must I then die lamenting? I must be put in chains. Must I then also lament? I must go into exile. Does any man then hinder me from going with smiles and cheerfulness and contentment? We cannot, after all, judge a biography by its length, by the number of pages in it. We must judge the richness of its contents. Sometimes the unfinisheds are among the most beautiful symphonies. Death is a stripping away of all that is not you. The secret of life is to die before you die, and find that there is no death. Bushido is realized in the presence of death. This means choosing death whenever there is a choice between life and death. There is no other reasoning. It is nothing to die. It is frightful not to live. Each night when I go to sleep, I die. And the next morning when I wake, I am reborn. Every man's life ends the same way. It is only the details of how he lived and how he died that distinguish one man from another. Do not use life to give life to death. Do not use death to bring death to life.